Today, the coalition government announced the results of the King Review into the Australian government's response to climate change. The recommendations have come under criticism from environmentalists and renewable energy advocates for not doing enough to reduce Australia's carbon emissions. I spoke to Tristan Edis, Director of Green Markets, a climate research and advisory business.
It's essentially put forward a wide suite of measures to try and improve the effectiveness of the government's Climate Solutions Fund, which is trying to purchase abatement to meet their Paris emission targets for 2030.
Could you just define what purchasing abatement is?
So what happens is the government holds auctions where people offer to sell them greenhouse gas abatement, so reductions in emissions like tree planting, and they purchase the lowest offers or the lowest price bids. That's how the scheme works.
In this review, has there been any particular emphasis on the type of emission reduction strategy that the government wants to pursue?
There are a group of companies, large industrial emitters. They tend to be things like steel mills or aluminium smelters or cement kilns. They have some obligations to not emit above a certain level, historical level, which is called a safeguard. And what the government, King Review has proposed is that those companies be allowed to create emissions abatement credits that they can then sell either to the government or to other emitters if their emissions go below their emissions baseline. But really, most of the recommendations are tinkering around the edges, and the government is falling well short of being able to buy enough abatement to meet their targets. And none of the King recommendations are really going to make much difference to that. But the problem is that the government, under the auctions they've been conducting, they've been buying about 200,000 tonnes of abatement, and they need to get 20 million tonnes of abatement per year. They don't have enough money to purchase the amount of abatement they need.
Could you talk about the technology-neutral approach that's being advocated in the review's recommendations as well?
Oh, look, I mean, it's a bit of a sideshow, to tell you the truth. This, I think a lot of environmentalists will get their knickers in a knot over this issue around being able to support carbon capture and storage and things like that, and really they're being distracted. But the main game is that nothing in this report changes or is going to enable the government to somehow miraculously bridge the gap between only managing to acquire 200,000 tonnes when they need 20 million tonnes per annum of abatement. That's their problem, and the King Review has no recommendations in it that are going to help them out of that bind.
Yeah, so regardless of the path they pursue, they don't actually have the money to effectively pursue it?
Yeah, I mean, you could do one single carbon capture and storage project. It might get you maybe 10 million tonnes of abatement and chew up that entire $2 billion of funding that the government's allocated. So the fact that they might be able to do something with CCS doesn't help them out of the bind, but they do not have enough money to get the amount of abatement that they need to meet their Paris commitments.
Is any aspect of the recommendations that have come through the King Review effective, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of good ideas in there that are well worth pursuing. For example, one of the things they've said is there are a lot of small companies out there that are producing abatement, but it's really administratively hard to participate in this purchasing auction, abatement purchasing auction. They've said, okay, if you're a small business, what you can do is you can just approach the government and say, look, here I go, I've got a small amount of abatement, and they'll say, yep, look, we'll set a price, let's say it's $15. You come to us, we don't care how small the project is, and we'll guarantee you $15 for your abatement. And I think that's a really good idea, because there's lots of small organisations out there that could be very effective at rolling out small-scale projects. I mean, if you think one of the largest sources of abatement in Australia over the last 5 years has been installations of solar panels on people's houses. They're small projects, and you want to encourage those sorts of things, and this is a good recommendation.
What's the bottom line with these recommendations? How effective can they be, and what is necessary to make them effective if they're not?
The government needs to inject a heck of a lot more money than $2 billion into the Climate Solutions Fund, or polluters need to start bearing their fair share and contributing to paying for abatement. It shouldn't just fall on your mums and dad taxpayers to reduce emissions. The polluters themselves need to see some kind of requirement for them to reduce their emissions without having to be paid by taxpayers to do it.
That was Tristan Edis, Director of Green Energy Markets, ending that report.